Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. And I want to share something that's going on very exciting with Women of Wisdom, and that I'm part of a team that is going to lead a circle leadership training program called the WOW Way. We have 9 women who are going to be part of our circle, and we're very excited. It's a concept in leadership I've been working in for a good 10 years. I turned the organization I founded over to this collaborative style of leadership. And whether we're creating events, our programs, or even just solutions to problems, it's done in this co-creation endeavor. It's a very powerful way to operate within a business structure, and I think it's the wave of the future. I am seeing lots out there happening. And I've also started a consulting business to help others incorporate some of these ideas into their business. And a lot of these ideas are considered the feminine nature, and which is in within all of us, men and women, bringing the process into equal play with the products companies produce, and being inclusive of everyone, so everyone feels part of the process, feels part of the team, part of the company. And I think this is really important. A lot of people are very disillusioned with the companies that they work for, because it's hierarchical. It's, you know, do what the boss says. A lot of dissatisfaction, and there's ways to change that. So I'm putting myself out there to help others develop a system that is non-patriarchal, non-hierarchical. And our topic today is, what if the problem's not the problem? And perhaps that can be looked at, too, in this aspect of new leadership. Perhaps it's not that our old system isn't working, which I think many of us realize it's not, that that's so much the problem, is we don't know what else to do. We have been doing this for so long this way. And what do we create to replace this hierarchy? And then fear keeps us from doing that, from changing our structures. And fear keeps those who want to continue having the control digging their heels about change, you know, even more. So I just want to encourage you to support women in joining the conversation and how we can change our ways of doing business, doing politics, our finances, so the needs of everyone is considered in the dialogues. It's very one-sided. Half the population isn't included in the conversation. So it's time for a change. I think we're all looking for change, and that's one of my contributions, to help others embrace this change, embrace a new way of leadership. And if that interests you, contact me at womenofwisdom.org. And so my guest today is Jasmine Boswell. She is the author of What If the Problem's Not the Problem? So she's an author, transformational life coach, and writing coach. And for over 30 years, she has been a midwife to professionals in all fields, helping them successfully overcome personal stumbling blocks to connecting with their authentic self and to help bring their ideas and aspirations into form. And Jasmine claims your natural, authentic state of being is the natural elixir to life's treasures. You can argue with it, ignore it, tune it out, but it's the one steady thing that will lead you to finding meaning and purpose in your life. It changes struggle to freedom, and it's heaven on earth. And you can check out her website at jasmineconsulting.com, and that's jasmyneconsulting.com. So welcome, Jasmine, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
Yes, and you're over there in lovely Hawaii.
Yes.
Well, tell us your story. I mean, you found the call for your path of self-discovery. So how did that call come to you?
Whoa, that's going way back. But basically, the first thing I can remember about that call was when I was about 27 years old. I was freshly divorced, single mother, and I spoke to somebody. He was actually a Gestalt therapist. At that time, that was a popular type of therapy. And he really showed me that there was more to what was going on with me than what met the eye. He showed me that there was an internal life as well as external circumstances that I could, and I could call on this internal wealth of wisdom that would help me face anything that was going on in my life. And that was a big eye opener. And since then, it's just been become a way of life.
Become a way of life in that you all, you look to yourself for the answers. You're not looking out in the external, which a lot of us are trained to do.
Well, that as well as knowing that, you know, I have no control over what goes on in the world in terms of the reactions of others or the problems that others may seek to create. But what I can do is change the way I respond to the outer world. And that's the whole premise behind my book, What If the Problem's Not the Problem, is that there's lots of things going on in the world, but and lots of things going on in our own personal life and world, if we want to look at it that way. But those things will go on no matter what we're doing. But we have the power to be able to look at them in a way and not see them as problems, but instead see them as situations that are occurring, and then how do we want to respond to them? And that creates a whole different world in itself.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with how we react. I mean, you can either reaction sometimes is often from a programmed state of being from when you were a kid. You were sort of we're trained to not trained, but we get into our habits of this is how we respond to things, and we react to situations rather than take our power with them. Take our I don't want to use the word control, but it's like that you have the ability to respond. So it's kind of like responding instead of reacting. Reacting usually gets you into more trouble.
Right. Well, because then you're coming from a knee-jerk reaction. When mm-hmm. you're responding, if you connect with yourself, with that wise self that is who you really are in the first place, and then look at the situation, feel it, be with it, and then spontaneously there is something that does occur that helps you stay in the flow, and like you were saying before, the co-creative mode of co-creating with your life as opposed to trying to force it into a way that isn't natural for life in itself.
Yeah, and I find when you try to force things, you usually get hit on the head with a 2x4.
Right. Right. And so this way, it's you know, we all know what it's like when we live in the flow and everything's just going wonderfully well. Well, that when we're in when we're connected to ourselves, and this is what I call that elixir of life, when we're connected to that authentic self, then we see things in a very different way because we're not reacting from old beliefs and old patterns, mm-hmm. but we're responding to everything as it is happening in the moment, and that's where truth and vitality lies.
When you talk about responding in the moment, I mean, I think of like problems. Often as we get very stuck in our heads.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's not where we're going to find our answers. That's that.
Right. Right. And in the book that, What If the Problem's Not the Problem, I take the reader through four different practices that work directly with that voice in our head and how that how that plays out and in our daily living. Because when we get that, what that voice in our head is not reality, is not what's absolutely real, and we open up to all the other senses in our being, then we can be with life in a way that we do stay in that flow.
Yes, and you touch on, for me, that's being more in touch with our feelings. And there's a lot of talk now about, you know, coming from our heart rather than our head. And
yes,
that our heart, like there's a whole heart math. There's a lot of research on this, that our heart actually responds to things faster than our brain does. So we think everything's coming in, information's coming in our mind, then it's actually coming in our heart first. And so if we tune to what we're feeling, that'll be more authentic and probably have a more appropriate response. And I don't mean about then, because people can think feelings are reacting, because we think of people being overly emotional if that's feelings. That's not what we're talking about. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more with Jasmine Boswell.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guest deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
We're back on on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and today I'm talking with Jasmine Boswell. She's the author of What If the Problem's Not the Problem? So we were just talking about that, you know, problems, we all get pretty overwhelmed with our problems. And face it, we all have problems, but it's what you do with them, I think, that, you know, there's a lot of potential there. You know, I think they come into our life for reasons.
Well, you know, I want to say that we have things that look like problems, but they're really just situations that need our attention. When we say something's a problem, the energy that we create around that really is counterproductive. When we see that something is a situation that needs our attention, there is more of an openness to our energy and to our minds and our whole beings. And then we look at things with possibilities. So I would love for the listeners just to try it on. Next time you have a problem is to ask yourself, what if this wasn't a problem? What if what's happening is happening exactly the way it's supposed to? It's just the only thing that's a problem is I'm wanting to have it happen differently. So if you ask yourself, what if this isn't a problem? And then see what changes in the way you approach a situation.
Yeah, and when you were saying that, I was thinking about how this could be a very creative time, because if you look at it as being an opportunity to create change in your life, because like you say, it's how you approach these problems rather than seeing them as problems. A lot of times the problems, we just want them to go away.
Right.
And if we look at it as time to be, you know, if you actually creatively resolve a problem, it's so exciting to go, wow, that wasn't hard. That's not really a problem anymore. It's not. And then you start to realize, well, it never was a problem. It's just how perhaps how you've been approaching life, or, you know, I mean, you learn so much from your mistakes and from problems. You know, it's just, you learn so much about yourself and about others that it actually can be exciting to have problems if you look at it that way.
Well, the thing is, when we say a lot of times we create our own problems, because
yes,
we're so used to stimuli that if things are going well and things are calm, and so, you know, a lot of us are not able to stay with that peace in our lives because we're so used to stimulation, that then we create something that we make into a problem, so it gives us something to do. One of the practices, and many of the practices in the book that I recommend, is really becoming one with yourself and bringing yourself away from all the noise and the voice in your head that tends to spin you into thinking that something really needs to be done. A lot of times, nothing needs to be done in that moment. And it takes a lot of getting used to. That's why in the book there are four practices that I have distilled from this 4-year training that I took. These were the ones that absolutely changed my life. And in the book I talk about them. I give you stories on how I use them to turn problems into just situations. And also then at the end of each chapter, there are keynotes on the previous chapter and inquiries and exercises to really bring you into a state of being that is very natural. And if we think back when we were little and we were doing things, we weren't really paying that much attention to the voice in our head. We were with the moment as it was happening, and then we were in that spontaneous, co-creative way of being with life. And that's what this book points us to.
Well, let's start a little bit talking about those four practices, what they are. So can you lead us through like the first one that you identify in your
book? Sure. Well, the first one is actually the same as the title in the book, What If the Problem's Not the Problem? And what I spoke of before was, when you think you have a problem, if you ask yourself, what if this wasn't a problem? What if it wasn't happening? Because it's happening. Part of that can be very real. Somebody, you know, gets hurt. They are hurt, but if they see it as a problem, it gets taken in one direction, where if it's a situation, like I mentioned before, we're very open to seeing what can be done instead of clamping down and contracting around the fact that we have a problem. So that's really the first one. And the second one is doing what's obvious. A lot of times we don't know what to do, so we just start doing. And if we stand back for a minute and just connect with the part of ourselves that we can sit with and be quiet, it is our natural state of being, then, and see what is the next thing that's up for me to do? Because we may have 12 things on our list that we have to do in the next hour, but what is the most obvious thing to do in this moment? And then we respond to that instead of coming from a place of being scattered. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I might be moving you in a different direction. I also think in that segment is also getting us to embrace our fear. A lot of fears come up in this, I think.
Yeah, well, and the fear is really preconceived notions of the way something's going to be in the future or based on something in the past. It's not based on present moment. So what we start by doing these practices, we start to see that our fear, if we really stay in the present moment, there's no need to be afraid of the present moment. If there is, we will get an immediate knowing because we're connected to ourselves. So fear usually has to do with something we're thinking about and projecting into the future, or something based on the past. It rarely has to do with the present moment.
No, in the present moment, it'd only be in the sense of survival, a fight or flight kind of thing that you're in danger.
Yeah, and then you'll know. When you put your hand near a flame, if it's hot, you're going to pull it back. That's an automatic, and your being knows that. It's not, you don't have to go through the whole process of your head, should I pull my hand back or not, because this is an automatic. The heat will be our,
Well, the thing you talk about moving, fears are what if this happens, and you're already there in the future or from your past experience. Well, in the past has happened, and then it brings that fear in. But in the moment, what you want to do is feel protected and safe. And safe within yourself, and in the moment you are. Because if you're off thinking, projecting, well, this horrible thing's going to happen, it's not happening yet.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of that kind of stuff in the book, and it really, we wind up laughing at ourselves when we see what we are doing to create that kind of angst that many of us live with in this world, because it is, there is so much going on. And when we really see what we do to ourselves to create that angst, and that we're not at the effect of it unless we're not being present in the moment.
Yeah, and I think of times when I've been, for instance, a big thing is like conflict with people. We all hate to have conflict. And if you're going to go into a meeting and you got to deal with this conflict, you just project all these fears. What I have found is never as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Right. It never is. And in the moment, if you're really in the present moment, you can see it for what it really is and then respond to that. And this takes practice, and that's why I call it all these four practices, because it's not something you hear and then automatically you make that collection. It's something that we practice over and over because we've been conditioned in by our environment, by our families and friends in being in a way that's very different. So this practice brings us back home to ourselves.
Yes, and it does take practice. And it's, it's kind of like they have that, there's that story of you see a hole in the sidewalk and you first, you walk and fall. And then you see it, but you still stumble into it. And the next time, maybe you don't go down as far into the hole. And then finally you get to the place where you you see the hole for what it is and you walk around it. And, you know, and that just takes time, one, to recognize, oh, here right. it is again. And so the right. more you do it, the more you can go, you can say, you can start to respond differently.
Right.
So
right.
that's that it's, practice.
And, yeah, that's that practice. And then the third practice in the book is being complete in the moment. And this, again, has to do with being at home in yourself and watching what you're ruminating over, what is going back and forth in your head, and is there anything that's going on in your head that really pertains to this moment? And if not, how do you let that go?
Well, that's a big question. How yeah. do you tell people to let that go?
By bringing them back to the moment. When I work with a client and I'm sitting across from them and I hear them going into the past or the future, then I guide them to come back to the present moment. And is there anything that needs to be done now, right now? And there's a centering with that. And then you can really see different. It's like that moment before you go to react or before you go to believe that voice in your head. It's that coming home before you respond to something really helps you see what it is that's real and true now, which is all we have.
Yes. Well, that is such a practice and a discipline. And, you know,
a worthy
it takes
one.
Yes, a worthy one and takes focus. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and explore more with Jasmine Boswell.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, 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 women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom. Women of wisdom, we know the vision of wisdom, we hold the power of wisdom, creation is in our veins. Women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and today we're talking with Jasmine Boswell. She's the author of What If the Problem's Not the Problem? So, Jasmine, can you give your contact information, website, where people can find your book?
Sure. So my website is obviously www.jasmineconsulting.com, and I spell my name J-A-S-M-Y-N-E. consulting.com. And my, if you go to my website, on the first page you'll see my book, and under that you can either click on a link that will, you can buy it directly from me, or you can buy it on Amazon.
Yes, of course. We can buy everything on Amazon.
Everything on Amazon, and if you're electronically inclined, you can get it on Kindle.
Oh, okay, that's great too. Some people like that. So we were just talking about finding that peace of mind, being in the moment. Let's go a little more into that, because I don't think that's an easy thing for people to do, because we're so bombarded in our culture constantly that our minds are, you know, it's hard to, in this day and age, to find that peace of mind and quiet.
Yeah, it is. And that's why so many people have turned to meditation, yoga, qigong, tai chi, anything that brings us back to that moment. And I use something called natural meditation, which is basically just sitting and being with everything just the way it is for a certain amount of time. I like to do it for 20 minutes. If you're just beginning, you might want to start it at 5 or 10 minutes, but to sit and just watch how your mind goes off into everything else but this present moment. And in practicing that, and just, you know, timing yourself so that you know you don't have to pay attention to the clock, but just to sit for a certain amount of time and allow all the noises to be what they are, all your itches to be what they are, scratch them if you need to. If you know, just let everything be as it is, you eventually learn how to be in that. And then when you're not meditating, you're out in life, that helps you mirror that you just be with everything as it is in the moment while everything else is going on in your mind, or, you know, a distraction, you know, on the road or in a room or with somebody else. So it just takes a lot of practice, because that's not the way we've been trained. We've been trained to multitask all over the place. And there's a certain high. I mean, I know when I'm just doing everything and getting everything done, I mean, it's like there's a high from that. And that's wonderful. But if we did that 24/7, we'd burn ourselves out. So learning how to sit in the moment with everything as it is is a great practice. And on my website, I do have a natural meditation CD that can be purchased. And it's an 18-minute long guided meditation.
Well, that's great, because people need sometimes need something like that. I was thinking about this aspect of reacting. And I was remember reading an article about what's called, instead of having a knee-jerk reaction, which is often, you know, when we get triggered, that's what happens.
Right.
I mean, one of the basic things to do is to just to pause and breathe before you say anything.
Yeah.
And that can put you back in that moment.
Exactly. Exactly. Good advice.
Well, there's a chapter in your book called When We Play God. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know something? I wrote this a while ago, and I'm going to have to look to see exactly what I meant by that. But a lot of, now I recall it. It's when we think we know what's best. And the truth is, we don't. This is what, when I was 27, this therapist that I talked about at the beginning told me, we don't sit high enough to judge. It's, you know, if we were an eagle and we saw the entire planet and how everything was supposed to go, maybe we'd have a better perspective. But then there's always the universe. So in our own life, when we're with somebody else, or when we think something should be this certain in a certain way, we really don't know that that's true. We just don't know. So when we're judging the way things should be, we might want to give a thought to the fact that we don't have all, you know, we don't know how all these dots are coming together. And so to judge a situation based on just our perspective is what I intended when I meant, you know, when we play God.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think what helps is if you put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You know, you're not walking their road. You don't, how can you judge? You don't know what's been going on in their life that day. You know, if you're at the grocery store and the clerk is rude to you, it has nothing to do with you probably. Her boss might have just yelled at her.
Exactly. Exactly. We just don't know. And the more we humble ourselves to that, one, the more compassion, if we do this with ourselves, you know, we can forgive ourselves for reacting in a certain way, because we did the best we could in that moment. And most people are doing the best they can given who they are in that moment. So it's just to have more compassion and more, you know, be easier on ourselves and others as well.
Yes, and kindness can go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we probably need a lot more of that in the world. And I've been hearing that word lately, kindness. I think if we approach a lot of situations, it can eliminate some of these things that we react to.
Yes, definitely.
Well, another thing you, another chapter in your book is called "Why Our," I guess it's about relationships being our greatest teachers.
Yes, because nothing plugs us in like a being that's close to us. So if we're in a relationship with somebody, we set up certain expectations. And the expectations that we set up make us very vulnerable when things don't go our way or when someone has a difference of opinion. And then we get triggered because when we're in a relationship, we have a certain attachment to this person being a certain way so that we feel loved and safe.
Yeah, and that's the key. We want to feel loved and safe. And then then when we attach it to somebody else's, how they treat us, it doesn't work. It only works if we treat ourselves that way.
Exactly, exactly. And it helps, you know, when when we feel safe with ourselves, and that's really what we have to come home to, is being safe with ourselves. And again, as we just spoke, having compassion for the way we are, we can then come to situations without so much of a need for somebody else to be a certain way. And then we can be more open to how things flow back and forth in the moment. It always gets back to this moment.
Yeah, and that need, that has to do with expectations. You know, if you are expecting people to be a certain way in your life because this is your need, you have to, I guess what's coming to mind is then you have to look at, what is this relationship about?
Yeah.
Because relating is a two-way street. You know, it's not just what your needs are. It takes a lot of communication.
It does. I mean, and communication from a place, from an authentic place of being, because communication, you know, is different than just talking. I mean, we can talk and talk and talk and talk, but when we're really communicating, it's really between, you know, a conversation between two. So we have to learn to listen and respond as opposed to react.
Yes, and I think I was talking last week to somebody about that listening aspect. It's so important. And I don't know that we're necessarily taught how to listen. Perhaps you have some keys on that.
Because listening is a big part of communication. I mean, if we don't listen, then we don't know how to respond. Because while somebody else is speaking to us, we're listening to that voice in our head and planning how we're going to react, then we're not really listening. So to really listen, you have to be quiet inside and really taking in what that other person is saying, and then give yourself a moment to respond.
Yeah, and too often our minds are very busy. Yeah, I wish they'd stop talking so I could say what I wanted to say, want to get my point across, all that chatter that goes on in our head. And again, it goes back to, as you said, being present in the moment. Are we present when somebody else is talking and our mind is talking? And there's so many distractions in wherever we go. I mean, even if you're in a restaurant with somebody and they're talking, you can easily be pulled aside by other people's chatter or the waitress or who other things that are going on and not being fully present with this person. So it takes a lot of practice to really develop that, the listening skill and the being present.
Yeah, it does. And it's for me, it's my life's work. Because that's the only way then I can really be with life and in life in a co-creative way, and a conscious way, if I'm being present to the situation as it arises without having it pre-programmed.
Yes, and I'm wondering if you're living in Hawaii because it's much because of the environment there. I mean, I just picture you in Hawaii where it's just, you know, you got the ocean, you've got beauty, you know, it's not as, having been there, it's not as busy. Well, this is Chris Danis with Voices of Women, and we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk more with Jasmine Boswell.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Jasmine Boswell today. She's the author of What If the Problem's Not the Problem? So I just stopped there at in the last segment about her moving to Hawaii. And, you know, in my mind, that feels like a very stress-free place. Well, of course, we go there for vacations. So how is that? Do you find that the case, or does stress always follow people wherever they go?
Well, I think you can be stressful anywhere you go if that's what you do with yourself. But there is something about being in an environment that doesn't have so much stimulation that kind of helps you, if you're open to it, helps you be closer to nature, because, you know, we live on an island. We've got, you know, we're surrounded by the beauty of the island. And, you know, you're not really rushing that much because there's really no place you can get to. I mean, you're here. So it is very conducive. But I had a friend who moved here 7 years ago when I did, and in six months she almost had a nervous breakdown. She had to leave. And I'm being a little exaggerating, but her sister said, get yourself out of there, because it just wasn't the right environment for her. And she had a lot of expectations, and they weren't met, and that she was driving herself crazy over it. So, you know, what's that saying? Wherever you go, there I am. Wherever I go, there I am. Mm-hmm. And that's really true.
Well, it's also paying attention to what's the right place for you to live. I mean, that environment obviously wasn't for her, and that's staying in touch with that, with yourself. And that's what we're talking about, that natural state of being aware.
Yeah, and, you know, we all have the ability to be in touch and settle into this natural state of being that we are, which is beyond our the voice in our head that is dictating and is kind of like this newscaster, commentator constantly going on. We do have that ability to settle down in ourselves. And with some of us, it's just paying attention to our breathing, because when we're overthinking, our breath is very shallow. And when we're in the present moment, it is much more relaxed. There's a saying that just like a cat can't do anything more to be a cat, or a tree can't do anything more to be a tree, we don't really have to do anything more to be that natural self. We just have to stop being who we're not.
Yes, and I like the fact of bringing up nature, because there's one way to get back to who you are is to go out and be in nature.
Yeah. Yeah, to be in a place where the stimulus is being very natural to its own state. It's not noisy. If it's noisy, it's the wind or it's the rain, or it is a much more natural place without a lot. It's not asking a lot of you. It's more like it's giving to you. So it helps you settle down.
Well, I love that, the sound of the wind. I mean, just that's air, that's breath. It's what we were just up at our cabin at a lake above Seattle, 45 minutes away. And there was this, we were out in the lake rowing on a boat, and we could hear, there was this rolling thunder. Couldn't see the lightning. I don't even know if there was lightning. There was these clouds, and it was this anticipation of, okay, is it going to rain? Is the rain going to come? Are we going to be out here in the boat? Oh, my goodness, lightning. But I had a sense that it was not going to be lightning. But this rolling thunder was just beautiful. It's such a force of nature, and mm-hmm. and wind and clouds, and it's beautiful, and it's a way to touch into just being. You're just present with what's going on right then and there.
Yeah.
And it's a way to let go. I think we need more ways to let go of the stress. I mean, we have so much stress in our Western culture particularly.
Yeah, and that's why there are so many things like Qigong and yoga and meditation to help us come back to the moment where there is that stress just doesn't live.
Well, something that was brought up a couple of times for me today, I heard it last week, was but get moving. Part of it, that's another way to stay in the moment. In the moment or being present is to move, get out of our natural, if you're used to sitting at a computer or, sitting at your desk all day, is to get up and move, go take a walk, like being out in nature, you can walk in it and moving is an aspect of you have to, if you just do that without busying the mind, it can take you to that place of your state of being. And I find that very creative. I mean, when I get out of my zone of where I've been and I get out there and go walk somewhere, new ideas come forward, creative processes, ways of, okay, how I can tackle this problem. And instead of so I'm out of my normal situation of at my computer or in my home. Getting out of your familiar. Yeah,
you shift. A shift of perspective.
Right.
And with new perspectives, there is that ability then to see things anew.
And it's so exciting when we do that. I think I feel so great. Like, and then it gets more creative juices going. And I come back with a little more renewed energy and don't feel so stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a gift.
Well, the other thing, too, you talk about, you have a chapter that talks about boredom. And I think there's a worry if you're in this natural state of being, you're just being, that I'm going to be bored.
Yes. Yeah, it's just funny because in the book, there was just this place, time when I was doing a solo on this river. And after 2 days, I was just bored and I thought I'd leave. But I really wanted to, complete my goal of 3 days. So I sat there, and as I settled in, then I started seeing all the subtle beauty. And there's something different that we relate to when we settle down and really see the subtle beauty that is there that we're not privy to when we're in the overstimulated part of our lives. And that's true with our feelings too. When we learn to settle into the more subtle feelings and the more subtle energy that lies within us, as it is in nature, it is within us, then we just live life from a very different place, and stress seems to start melting away.
Well, and that's what we're all looking for, I think, you know, different ways that we can relieve that stress. And so, as you said, going to those quiet places, like going out in nature where you can see more than what's really there to see, that really there really is. Sometimes when you think nothing's there, there is always something there, and that can really put you into a great place. Well, Jasmine, thank you for talking with us today. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to leave everyone with this thought. Is the problem you're working on right now really the problem? Is it a problem? Find out the gifts for you in this situation and find some ease in your life and awareness of being in your natural state. So I want to remind everyone you can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. and find out about our monthly events. We have a fundraiser on June 29th, an amazing, wonderful day, pampering day for women. And so you can buy a ticket to come and explore different modalities of healing, and we're going to have a wonderful, fun day. That's June 29th. And also, I just want to remind people to look for my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's on our website. It's also on Amazon. It's a very inspirational book, all the different aspects of divine feminine spoken from many different voices and eyes, with poetry and art and stories. So again, you can purchase that at womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. I wish everyone to have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.